welcome to ISF tonight. Atletico Madrid have announced that they have reached an agreement with Barcelona over the transfer of Spanish international striker David Villa for a fee of €5.1 million on a one-year deal with an optional two-year extension. Villa will earn €2.1 million for next season, €2 million if he remains for a second year, and €1 million in the final year of the contract extension. Barca, because of the low transfer fee, will retain 50% of the player's rights, which equates to 50% of the fee should Atletico Madrid sell him on later. Atletico Madrid's official club website immediately crashed following the announcement. Meanwhile, Real Madrid striker Gonzalo Higuain has returned to Madrid and is said to be working hard at the club to be in complete full fitness in time for the start of Real Madrid's pre-season training on the 15th of July. Real Madrid are determined to keep the Argentine international for the duration of his three-year contract and have insisted that they have yet to receive a formal offer from Arsenal or anyone else. Higuain is hoping to have his future resolved before the 15th of July, but if not, will report to Real Madrid training as scheduled and meet with new manager Carlo Ancelotti to determine the player's true intention and go from there. Ancelotti, according to Spanish sports daily Marca, will attempt to convince Pepita to stay on at Madrid, as he feels he is a top-class player who can improve the squad limitlessly, but wants to make sure his desire to leave has not softened during his holidays, even though, according to the player's father, Higuain is prepared to make the move to Arsenal, regardless of what Ancelotti says. Former Barcelona defender Eric Abidal has signed a contract with AS Monaco for a year. The deal also includes an option for an additional season. Abidal's contract with Barcelona came to an end this summer, and as the Catalans weren't willing to renew with the Frenchman, the 33-year-old defender left for free. Abidal started his professional career in Monaco before he signed for Lille and later moved to bigger European clubs, and he now returns to where his career originally began. Abidal himself has said that he would have preferred to continue in Barca, but as the club didn't offer him a new renewal and the player still wanted to continue his career despite earlier health issues, the Frenchman was forced to look for a new club. Real Madrid defensive midfielder Xavi Alonso cleared up rumours on his future with just four simple words after Monday's afternoon's training session. Alonso, in a period of 2 days, was linked to a move to Chelsea to rejoin former manager Jose Mourinho and his former club Liverpool. However, despite the imminent arrival of Real Sociedad's Asier Illarramendi as his would-be successor, Alonso refuted all talk of the Spanish international returning to England. The Premier League? No, he said. When asked about the rumoured interest of Chelsea, Alonso was slightly more open, but just as blunt in his response. No way, no chance. Alonso's contract is set to expire next summer, and he and Real Madrid have failed to agree an acceptable contract extension. Rumours have thus run rampant over his eventual landing spot, as it would seem improbable that Los Blancos would allow him to leave for free. Manchester City have reportedly reached an €18 million agreement with Real Madrid for the rights of Portuguese international centre-back Pepe. According to Brazil's Agencia, Man City have landed one of their top transfer targets in the 30-year-old defender, who has been a priority signing for new manager Manuel Pellegrini. Pepe joined Real Madrid from Portuguese side Porto for €30 million and was one of the most prominent defenders in European football. However, after several injury spells, Pepe was overtaken by French youngster Raphael Varane in the Los Blancos starting 11, making him dispensable. Pellegrini was keen to add his former defender to his new side, as it appears Julian Lescott will not be with the club through the summer. Neither side has officially commented on the report, but Agencia is widely considered a very reliable source on transfer news. Finally, Real Madrid president Florentino Perez has revealed that star forward Cristiano Ronaldo wants to end his career with Los Blancos, and the club hopes he will take the same path into management like former star Zinedine Zidane. In a recent interview, Real Madrid president Perez took the time to address several members of Real Madrid and the futures of stars such as Cristiano Ronaldo and Gonzalo Higuain. He is the one who wants to retire at Real Madrid, and Real Madrid wants that to happen too. Like Zidane and so many other players, he said. Perez then turned his attention to newly appointed manager Carlo Ancelotti, who the club finally signed after several attempts, and the new role of Zinedine Zidane. He has gone from being a coach at club level to becoming one of the best in the world. He is demanding and has a good track record. He has won the Champions League twice. This was the third time we tried to sign him, and finally we have managed to do that. Zidane will be Ancelotti's assistant. That is what the coach himself wanted. Perez then stated that he hopes Gonzalo Higuain will remain in Madrid. We don't want him to leave, and besides, nobody from Arsenal has come here to present an offer for him. Not 27 million euros. Nothing. We have received no offer.